Hey, happy day, right radio. We've been going to launch that now for the past several weeks, but the social distancing and so many other virus kind of things has given us slowdowns. So stand by. We're still on the case. All the equipment set up and ready to go. We just got to kind of sort it out. Our building's only so big. I mean, 6 feet for that person and 6 feet for that person does make it a little bit dicey. So we're on it. So again, stand by. Worldwide deaths. I wanted to share this with you. People are dying around the world. It's kind of a natural thing. Kind of goes with living, right? Here it comes. COVID-19. I'm rounding numbers off. 47,000 deaths. Seasonal flu, 122,000. Malaria, 250,000. Suicide, 270,000. Traffic fatalities, 340,000. AIDS, 421,000, alcohol, 630,000, smoking, 1.3 million, cancer, 2 million, hunger, 3 million, abortion, 10 million. You know what? You can't take away from the virus. It's a bad thing. I get it. Everybody gets it, but you got to use perspective. And a lot of people these days aren't using perspective. Recently in Bangladesh, they have similar things to every other country, right? Five people can't, more than five people can't be in a social gathering. You have to be 6 feet apart and so on. A lot of countries are 10, counties are 15. It's all relevant, right? But in any event, back to Bangladesh. A religious leader recently died and they had the funeral within 48 hours. 100,000 people showed up. There was no masks and no social distancing. Obviously, so many people. And the authorities stood back and said, whoa, you could only tell people what to do for so long. They wanted to come to a funeral. Guess what? They came to the funeral. America, pay attention to this. I mean, you can't lock people up and keep on locking them up and expect them to do what you say. People are people, don't you know? You gotta kind of take that into perspective again and again. Canada recently, there was a terrible incident, a shooting incident. 18 innocent people have been murdered. There was a rampage, and this guy is a total nut job. We haven't got all the details, and we're looking forward to getting the details. It's hard to process even with details, but we need those so we can. The Prime Minister of Canada made this following statement. I joined Canada today in mourning all of the victims of what is a senseless act of one person. That's a good statement because it's true. It's accurate. However, then it goes on and he wrecks it. And he says we need more gun control because, you know, there's millions and millions of Canadians, legal Canadians that have guns and it must be their fault. He's saying that indirectly because it's just bad. He started off so well. It was a perfect thing to say. It's a senseless act of one crazy individual. Now he wants to punish everybody again. I guess I'm somehow responsible as well. I'm thousands of miles away from the incident, but I'm a legal gun owner. It's just so bad. I mean, these guys, they don't get it. They don't use proper stats. They always immediately revert to gun control. It's crime control, criminal control, mental health control. It's got nothing to do with the good guys having guns. Let's talk briefly about hearsay, jumping. Hearsay is an interesting word. Way, way back, hearsay is gossip for the most part, right? But a way back, hearsay got you killed, you know, burned at the stake or hung from the neck and so on. Because hearsay, though, is really just a belief or theory that is strongly at variance with established beliefs or customs. And Winston Churchill, he was a hearsay specialist and everybody was against him. Everybody being the guys in the elected House of Commons, they said, that's all hearsay, Winston, stop it. We all think that he's a good guy. They're all talking about Hitler and he's doing great things for his country. And Churchill went on and on. He said, no, this is bad and this is what could happen. Ah, that's hearsay. You think that could happen? It's hearsay, get over it. Now let me jump over to Canada. I have some hearsay. I'm a hearsayist. Something like that. I had a fellow write in recently and he asked me this simple question. What do you think of Dr. Lewis for the CPC, which of course stands for the Canadian, Conservative Party of Canada. I'll get it. So here was my answer to him. I don't know her. I've never met her. I've never seen her speak. I really don't know anything about her. However, let me share some kind of sort of maybe some potential hearsay. I do know that she's from Jamaica, so maybe she's a citizen of that country as well as being potentially a citizen of Canada. I would assume that she is and probably has dual citizenship. I know that she signed up a lot of new members very quickly, and she's raised over $300,000 also very quickly. My question would be, of course, is the deck stacked? Because you can stack the deck, you can buy the election in Canada. Has she done that? Has she gone out into her area, into Toronto, and has she sold through all of these memberships, 3,000 or whatever it is, and to people like her, people of color, and immigrants, and people that all live in Toronto? And if that's the case, you could have a hijacked election. I wanted to ask her, would like to ask her, what color are the people that bought the memberships? How many are there? And are those the people that are going to effectively control our country? Or are you going to be for all of us? Or is it special interest group? You know what? And again, hearsay, but she has the potential to be in charge of or to direct special interest groups. She's black, she's a woman, she lives in Toronto. There's a lot of things there. And you need to treat everybody the same. The governments that we've had for a long time in Canada are racist. They're against me because of my color. And we need somebody who looks beyond color, looks beyond gender, and treats everyone the same. Is she that person? Or is Boss Hogg somehow involved in all of this as well? I mean, that's what you have to break it down to, right? And if you have Toronto people from other countries running this country, because eventually I think whoever takes over the leadership will become prime minister, because the prime minister could only last for so long with shooting himself in the foot. So those are my concerns, and I would love to get her on this program. We haven't asked her yet, and I'm going to, because I could care less if you're green or purple, but if you have a special interest group, you're not good for the country. And I think that that's a consideration that needs to be, you know, looked at. Are you buying the leadership from a special interest group? That's possible. Let me end today with something lighter. I don't know about that. Maybe not lighter. Let's go and look at it. There's this woman, very fat woman. Well, so much for lighter. Big, obese woman. And she looked at me and she said, I'm great in bed. Whoa, whoa. She said, I can sleep all day. Hey, y'all, come back here tomorrow. We're going to more for you from the right. See ya.